Another game where people who have paid their dues wonder what it was they paid for. It's called Not My Job. Sarah Paulson starred as Marcia Clark, an American crime story, while starring in 9 seasons of American Horror Story, during which she had terrible things done to her. Now she's starring in a movie called Run, where finally she gets to do some terrible things to someone else. Sarah Paulson, welcome to Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Hello. Thank you for having me. I'm excited.
It's very nice to have you. I am an enormous fan. And I'll tell you, I became one instantly because of your performance as Marcia Clark in American Crime Story, The People versus O.J. Simpson, which was awesome. And you were great.
Thank you.
As Marcia Clark. So thank you.
Thank you. I appreciate that. I haven't seen it. Still haven't seen it.
Do you not watch your own stuff?
I try not to, because there's actually nothing more horrifying than watching your face melting on screen.
You hate watching your face melt on screen?
I feel like as I get older, I just feel like it's a runny egg on a wall sliding down.
Have you seen Giuliani recently?
Yes, speaking of it. Like a runny egg sliding down a wall, yes.
I just want to tell the listeners that we're on a Zoom so we can see each other. So I can see Sarah Paulson. She looks fantastic.
Luminous.
She really does.
Luminous. Luminous.
It's all this top light we all like to have.
She's got like a little hair mascara like running down her face, but yeah. Otherwise, luminous.
No, she doesn't.
What I wouldn't give to be your ring light.
I kind of get you not wanting to watch yourself perform because I'm watching American Horror Story Asylum right now, and good Lord, they really put you through the ringer.
It's true.
So how did it work? Like every year they came to you and said, oh, Sarah, you're going to love this year. This year, you're going to be committed to an insane asylum against your will and then kidnapped by a serial murderer.
And I'm like, sign me right up.
Thank you.
Listen, I ever wanted was like a black tooth and a peg leg. And so like, if that's the truth about me, then the more, you know, you want to have me be a conjoined twin. I'm, you know, doing all kinds of wackadoo, running from clowns, screaming, crying. Mostly it's a lot of screaming and crying.
They put this stuff on ZipRecruiter and they can't get anybody.
And then you show up.
I think the fans tend to like it, even though they've made a bunch of horrifying TikToks of me crying and screaming where I literally sound like the Cowardly Lion. It's like, It's just really embarrassing.
Does being, well, frankly, tortured fictionally,
yes, fictionally,
that much actually start to have an effect on your psyche?
For me, it does. I've almost passed out a couple times. They've thrown some salt tablets at me a couple
really?
Of times.
It's like, all right, everybody cut, break for lunch. Somebody revive Sarah, please.
Yeah, exactly.
Somebody.
Pick Sarah up, get some smelling salts. If you just want to throw her an electrolyte little tablet, I think it will be good to go. And, you know, and I still keep showing up every season. I don't know what's wrong with me.
I remember reading, and this happened to be a scene in Game of Thrones, and it was just some of the villains being villainous. And the actors were like, mm-hmm. We were so insanely villainous to each other during the scene that as soon as they called cut, we all broke into laughter because it was just so over the top
yes.
cruelty. And did you ever, was it ever like that in the set of that show? I mean, so many awful things are being done to each other by each of you that when they call cut, you're like, oh my God, that was great. Oh, when you stabbed me. I love that.
Some other people on a set are doing that, but I'm over there like, that really hurt. You know, it's like, I just take it too far. But there are plenty of pranksters on our sets who, you know, in my opinion, just don't take the work very seriously. And if they did take it more seriously and were more dedicated to their craft, they might too need to visit a psychiatric institution.
I want to know, and I'm not putting you on the spot here, but I just want to know, Drew Barrymore has a talk show now. Have you been a guest on it yet?
I haven't, but she's asked me.
Well, that is a really random question.
No, it's because he's not random. He's actually asking an informed question because I do an impression of Drew Barrymore and have done it publicly. And so he's asking because
and it is
he knows it.
All right. Until this very moment, I did not know that a Drew Barrymore impression was even possible because I was not aware that Drew Barrymore spoke in such a distinctive way.
What? What are you talking about? There's like one very, very defining characteristic about her, and that's her lisp.
Lisp.
All right, show me.
Yeah.
Prove
okay.
It.
Hi, it's so nice to meet you guys. I'm so excited to be here. Thank you. Thank you.
All right, I am proved wrong.
Thank you. You guys, I have loved being here. This is so wonderful.
We understand that you actually had a role. It was on Studio 60 in the Sunset Strip, that Aaron Sorkin show that came and went, in which you played an actor, a performer, whose great skill was imitating a whale.
A dolphin.
A dolphin, excuse me. So you presumably can, in fact, imitate dolphins.
I can try. It's been a long time. Hold on.
Okay, no, you're going to win an award from Greenpeace for that. Their version of the Oscar.
Do Drew Barrymore talking to the dolphin.
Okay. I'm so excited to meet you. Actually, didn't she do a movie where she was rescuing a whale from underneath the cracked ice?
Yes, I think she did.
I think she did too.
It's called Big Miracle.
and it
was with Drew Barrymore and John Krasinski.
Thank you. Did you just Google that?
No, Sarah, I just know that. Who doesn't?
So it has been a delight to talk to you, but well, you starred in American Horror Story, so we have asked you here to play a game we're calling
Canadian Horror Story.
So horror is a little different in Canada. We're going to ask you about three terrible, awful, bad things that happened to our neighbors to the north. Brr. Get two right, you'll win our prize for one of our listeners, the voice of anyone they might choose in their home answering machine. Bill, who is Sarah Paulson playing for?
Paul Brown of Cincinnati, Ohio.
All right, you ready to do this?
I'm a competitive person. Hit me. Go.
All right, here we go. This is your first Canadian horror story. One of the worst scandals in Canadian political history happened in 1971 when Prime Minister Pierre Trudeau was accused of doing what? Was it A, parking in such a way that he took up two spaces, B, possibly mouthing a dirty word on the House floor, or C, cutting in line at a buffet, saying he didn't have to stand in line again because he was just getting more bread?
I'm going to go with three.
You're going to go with the fact that you believe there's a scandal because Pierre Trudeau, the father of the current prime minister, cut in line at a buffet, saying, I don't got to stand in line, I'm just getting more bread.
Correct.
No, I'm afraid it was B.
I thought that was too obvious.
No.
Can I do
another one? Sarah, you don't understand. We're very obvious.
Yes.
Okay, good to know. I'll make sure to keep that in mind going forward.
What happened was, this whole scandal, and it was a scandal, is known as the Fuddle Duddle scandal because he maintains that's what he was mouthing.
Fuddle Duddle?
Fuddle Duddle. He said, yes, I was just mouthing something like Fuddle Duddle.
No,
Fuddle
that's
Duddle.
That's pretty sure that's not what he was mouthing.
Yeah, the Canadians weren't buying it either, let me tell you. Yeah. You have two more chances. Don't worry about it.
Come on.
Another terrible thing horrified uncounted numbers of Canadians in 1985 when what happened to them? A, they purchased canned tuna that may have turned bad. B, they paid for a pay-per-view curling event that ended up being about hair curling. Or C, they saw Back to the Future and believed falsely that somebody had overdubbed Michael J. Fox's Canadian accent with an American one.
Oh, God, C is so good.
I want it to be C so badly.
I do too.
But I suspect it's A.
And you're right, Sarah. Oh. It was, in fact, A. This, again, was another huge scandal. People lost their jobs because this tuna that did not pass inspection was canned and sold anyway. And as far as anybody knows, nobody was affected by the bad tuna in any way.
That's the real horror story. Your last question. Yes.
A Canadian named David Stupich was convicted for running a criminal enterprise that involved what sinister plot? A, selling grade B maple syrup that was falsely labeled as grade A.
Oh.
B, diverting the income from a charity bingo game for his own use. Or C, fixing minor league hockey games by slightly melting the ice on one side.
It's not B, though. B is just too grim.
It's funny because I was going to say B.
Oh,
don't
God.
Listen to Mo. But don't listen to Mo.
B.
Yes, it's B.
See, my instincts are good, Mo.
Your instincts are certainly better than yours.
You are leading me the wrong way, sir.
Absolutely. No, it was B. It was known as Bingo Gate, and he was convicted of this crime and sentenced to 2 years of having to live with his daughter. I don't know why that was a punishment, but that was his sentence.
Wow.
Bill, how did Sarah Paulson do in our quiz?
2 out of 3, Sarah. That's a win. Thank God.
Yes, indeed.
I love to win. I like to win. I like to win. I like winning.
Wow, this is
inside the house too long.
This is the first time our guest has sung her reaction
that is
to
true.
Winning.
Sarah Paulson is an Emmy-winning actress you can see in the new movie Run, streaming on Hulu. Sarah Paulson, thank you so much for joining us. You were just
thank
delightful.
Thank you so much for having me.
Take care.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
They call him Flipper, Flipper, faster than lightning. No one you see is smart.